I've been blessed already this morning. I think if we were listening, we all heard something that we can probably be encouraged by or apply to our own lives. Thinking about how Melvin started the service this morning in, basically engaging where we're headed to, or how fast we're traveling. I'm sure that we heard things this morning that we can use and we can analyze and just see how we're doing. And I trust that is one of the reasons why we continually find ourselves coming to a service like this, is because we recognize our human tendencies, and we know that we need each other, and we need to hear God's word being preached to remind us and to keep us focused on what God would have for us. I'd like to just take a time and pause for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we do pause before you again here this morning with thanksgiving. Lord, we thank you for the many blessings we have. We thank you that we have the freedom to come together here this morning to worship you, to be here to open our hearts to the preaching of your word. And Lord, we do ask this morning that you would minister to each one of us, Lord, our individual needs that we have. We know that you know our needs. And so Lord, we are entrusting our lives to you this morning and asking you that you would speak to us. And that you would just have your way in our lives. Just pray, Lord, that you would be merciful to us as you minister to us this morning. We thank you, Lord, for the many blessings we have. We thank you for salvation. And I pray, Lord, that you would help us not to take these things for granted, but that we would cherish them, Lord. Just pray that you would give me the ability to share the things that you have laid upon my heart. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. As I was pondering about sharing here this morning, my heart was still pondering over the things that I shared the last time I was up here, and just a little review of that, and then a continuation on that. If you were here, we looked at our heart condition and just analyzed that and went through different verses in to understand our heart and our heart tendency. And we looked at two different hearts, one that is set free following Jesus, and one that is in bondage and pursuing after the pleasures of sin. And we also looked at how Satan likes to convince us or to tell us a lie that sin is not really bondage, but that it is freedom. After all, you can do the things that you want to do. But what he doesn't tell us is that his end goal is to bring us into bondage if we pursue after the life of sin. And he will do that if we pursue after that life. And also that God never demands a relationship from us, but he offers a relationship. And then also looking at Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, and the need to guard our hearts. Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. When we do that diligently, seeking to please God and to guard our hearts from the wickedness that is out there. And when we do that diligently, that it determines the course of our lives. And so, thinking on those lines, this morning I would like to focus, thinking about that, but would like to focus on discernment and go through some thoughts on that. In Psalms chapter 119, verse 66, teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments. Discernment, and I'd like for us to just focus on this verse for just a minute. And we see here a heart that is looking to be taught, that is seeking to make good judgments and wants to have good understanding and wants to trust in God. So we have a desire, the ability to judge well. Knowledge, we think of a wealth of good information. And third, believing, trusting what God has written in His Word to be true. And we're asking here in this verse, if we read this verse and apply it to our own lives, we're asking God to teach us. So, when we are taught in these things, we're asking to be able to be discerning. How do we find ourselves getting there? This morning, in the world that we live in this modern world, if we as we go through life in everyday life, and we need to know a piece of information, we often find ourselves pulling out this little phone that we have, and we ask it some questions. And it gives us some information. We do that because it's easy. And another reason we probably do that is because, well, you know, people don't need to know how dumb I really am. You know, I don't have to bother someone else, and I can get that information without reaching out. And so, this morning I would like to look at that way of getting information as, you know, we look to ourselves. And when we look to ourselves for understanding and getting information, it usually isn't so good. But I would like to encourage us this morning that we need to reach out to God. And when we have lack of understanding, knowing what to do, our answer always is to reach out to our God that is all-knowing. And we ask Him, like in Psalm 119 here in verse 66, is we reach out to God and we ask Him to teach us in this moment. We're in a place here that I'm not quite sure. I don't know what to do with this. And so we ask Him to guide us, to give us the understanding that we need, and to help us to trust and to be obedient. So in everyday life, you know, when we need information about certain kinds of work, you know, when we think about, you know, we have a furnace or an air conditioner that needs work on, we seek out people that have done these things. And if it's a difficult thing that, you know, has been puzzling us and we haven't found the answers, we keep digging deeper. It's like, well, we find people that have gone through maybe difficult jobs and they've learned from trial and error. Trial, you know, is like, well, we tried this, and well, that didn't work, and so we tried this, and then we learned that, and that's information that we hang on to, and we hang on to that information, we can share it with other people. And these people that have done that, they will be able to tell you, you should do this, but don't do that. And that is very, very valuable information. And that is true in, you know, in any job that we have, in any, you know, whether it's being, you know, a doctor, a firefighter, whether it's working with wood, whether it's being a sawyer or a driver, a baker, you know, whether it's being a father or a mother, a husband, a wife, a homemaker. In all of these areas, when we do these things, we learn. And if we're paying attention, we grow and we have more understanding. Discernment means we have the ability to choose from right to wrong. Choose from essential to non-essential. Discernment means that we have the ability to choose from good to better, from better to best, you know. And I believe that discernment is something, if we're diligent, it's something that we grow in. And it is something that we never stop growing in. As long as we're able bodies on this earth, we continually find ourselves facing things that it's like, oh, I haven't seen this before. But I did see this, and this might work. This probably won't work. And if we're wise, it's like in those times, we find ourselves reaching out, first of all, to God and asking for wisdom and for understanding, and ask God to teach us. And another thing that we will do if we're wise is we will remember our brother or sister that it's like, well, I'm pretty sure that they experienced these things. And we will reach out to them and say, how did you do that? How did you get to where you are today? And we will gain wisdom and understanding by doing that. In Hebrews chapter 4, going down to verse 12, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. We think about discernment, and I'm thinking on the spiritual, on thinking along spiritual lines. Discernment is learning to see what God sees. Discernment is learning to recognize how our fleshly heart thinks. Discernment is coming boldly to the throne of grace. That we may find grace in the time of need. Discernment is learning to see what God sees. Learning to recognize our flesh, what our fleshly heart thinks. And learning to come boldly to the throne of grace. The effects of godly discernment. We will have protection. We will be protected from being deceived spiritually. The effects of godly discernment helps us to find healing in difficult times, will help us in our spiritual journey. Godly discernment, we will dig into the heart of the matter. We'll seek out God, and we will seek out God's discernment. Godly discernment will make us look inwardly and look at our own hearts regularly. As we analyze that, as we look at godly discernment, that is something that, as a believer, that I believe that we all desire and long to obtain and to hold on to. So how do we maintain this kind of life, this kind of wisdom? Obviously, we need God's anointing, the anointing of His Holy Spirit. We need to have God's Word in our hearts. We need to strive to understand God's Word. We need to be experiencing God's grace in our lives. And number four, we need to come to understand the true condition of our hearts. You know, if our hearts are our fleshly hearts, take us places that we don't want to go, and we don't understand that, you know, what that is, that's something that we need to grasp and come to deal with. And, you know, it's too easy in our human nature, when we see a glimpse of that heart, we want to, well, I don't know, maybe I don't want to deal with that. You know, those other things that I mentioned, you know, God's anointing of His Holy Spirit, that's great, wonderful, easy. You know, it feels like somebody else is empowering us. Studying to understand God's Word. Experiencing God's grace. But, you know, understanding, you know, how our human heart thinks, and are we discerning there? Are we willing to deal with that? In Psalm 119, verse 125, I am your servant. Give me understanding that I may know your testimonies. In Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. As we take those verses in, we see that life isn't just like a roller coaster. It doesn't just, you know, we don't just move forward and everything just goes exactly the way that we would like it to, but we see, you know, naturally, we don't have always the understanding that we need to. And naturally, we tend to, when hard things come at us and we don't have the answers or maybe the insight, that we naturally become maybe fearful, or we avoid that situation. And here, you know, we're asking God to give us understanding. Tells us not to be fearful. Do not be dismayed. For I am your God. He's reminding us that He is our God, and that He will strengthen us. And I will hold you up. How do we come to understand the true condition of our heart? How do we know if we are a true friend? How do we know if we have a real friend? How do we know if I am a skilled worker? And as we ponder those questions, you know, being a true friend is there for someone, is there for my friend when maybe he's not so friendly, or you know, when we recognize that my friend also has faults, and we don't go away. You know, at first when you meet someone, you know, and I'm just thinking, it's easy to, it's like, oh, wow, this is a great person. He's a, you know, you can name off all these wonderful things because he's done so many great things. But often, if we hang around for a while, we soon are maybe disappointed, or reality sets in that it's like, oh, wow, he's a person maybe a little bit like me. He's learned some things that I haven't learned, but he definitely makes mistakes. And when that realization kicks in, are we still there? Or are they still there for us? You know, that tells us, you know, if we're willing to look into those things, we can soon be discerning of our hearts and know that where we stand. You know, a skilled worker, when we think about someone that is highly skilled, we think of someone that doesn't just do, you know, he's not just working at the entry level of what that job entails of. But when the boss sees a difficult task and he knows that there's going to be problems to solve, and knows that there's going to be probably things that we're not aware of. We have everything written down that we know that are problems, but there's also underlying issues that we don't know about. And we know that probably, you know, that they will send out their skilled workers. That's where we desire to be spiritually. That's, you know, we like to think that if we're not there, that God would teach us to be that kind of person. And we find ourselves, you know, I want to be that kind of Christian. And we ask, you know, we've probably asked God to, you know, make me a strong believer. I want to be that kind of husband, that kind of father, that kind of wife, that kind of mother. And wherever, you know, that puts you, you know, being that kind of son or daughter. And so, as a believer, that's, you know, that's where we want to be. But to get there, sometimes we don't understand the process, or we're not. It's like somehow we want to get there the easy way, and we don't want to experience all the difficult things that we have to face to be that. And so, am I able to face difficult tasks in these areas, in wherever that puts us? You know, maybe in our life, you know, maybe it's sickness. Am I able to embrace Isaiah 41, verse 10? You know, striving not to be fearful, not to be dismayed, allowing God to strengthen me. Things that we, you know, as we go through these things that we might think, you know, sometimes life gets hard. And, you know, the question that we might ask ourselves is like, well, why am I receiving all the hard jobs, the hard tasks? And, you know, maybe the answer to that is maybe God is just seeing what we're made of, you know, trying us. Maybe the reason that you are receiving hard tasks that seem like they stretch you to your limits, maybe it is because God sees you as a skilled laborer. Are we willing to take those hard tasks and do them willingly? When we find life you know, hard things coming at us, if we're not discerning and careful, what do we find, you know, what do we find laying at the door of our hearts? Do we find contentment? Do we find accepting, trusting, embracing those things that are coming our way? Or do we find, you know, when these things are coming our way, do we find discontentment knocking at the door? At the door of our hearts. You know, as we experience life, we, if we're awake and learning, you know, we are becoming, discernment will grow. You know, as we consider the prayers, you know, desiring to be a godly person, desiring to be that husband or wife or missionary or whatever God has you doing. And we want to be all in. You know, if God brings us there, and, you know, somehow we like to come from here to here, and we like to just sort of slide in and not really have hardships getting there. But when we, I believe we understand that, you know, when we're giving a task and it doesn't go exactly the way that we thought it would, it makes us do some things. Makes us realize that I need God and that I can't do these things on my own. And it forces us to come to an understanding of the true condition of our hearts. And, you know, that fleshly heart that we have, if we come to the place that we realize that we can't trust that heart, and that it's when we find ourselves in these situations that we have to trust on God, and that we have to seek our strengths from Him. And as we, you know, in my own words, as we experience trials and we recognize our errors and we acknowledge those to God, we gain discernment and as we allow those things to work out in our lives, we will experience many blessings. In closing here, true contentment can only be found in Jesus. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6, godliness with contentment is great gain. And then one more verse here in Philippians chapter 4. Going down to verse 11 through 13. Not that I speak in respect of one, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Having little or having much, everywhere and in all things I am instructed, both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. May God bless.